the rear broom, power lifting.
That's great. Come in. How are you feeling?
I'm excited for them. You know, it's my first games, and it's always been a childhood, you know, dream of mine. So I think to finally be able to kind of achieve that dream, it's really exciting. I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, yeah, I'm excited to go out there and to experience them. But I think there's always the nerves of, you know, this is almost the world stage. This is the biggest event of kind of your career. So you've always got those little nerves here and there. Now,
what's kind of returning on the plane home?
I think good for me. I'm kind of going with these, you know, just going to the games is, you know, the best thing. But for me, the ultimate kind of dream come true would be to win a medal at these games.
Like, how have you coped?
I think I've kind of been one of the lucky ones because although training's based here, when I started, I wasn't down here as often as my teammates would be. I was up north, up in Manchester. And so I kind of had to set up a home training kind of area for me to use, and that's come in really handy throughout the pandemic. But it has been difficult, you know, because I haven't been able to see my teammates, and I haven't been able to see the coaches, and I haven't had that interaction that I've been so used to.
As well.
Yeah, it's, I think it's, you know, it is an individual sport, but we have, you know, we support each other, and we have kind of a bit of a friendly competition between us. I remember when me and Louise first started, we'd have a little kind of competition of each other's AH score, and she was always ahead of me because she was so much stronger than me. But now I'm just overtaking her, which is quite funny. He's fun to be around, you know, because he's experienced all this, so he definitely helps in telling you what to expect going in, and you know he's great to be around.
And obviously, we look at kind of major championships and how important for you for Tokyo.
Yeah, so Georgia was a bit of an unexpected comp to go to. The original plan was to do the World Cup in Manchester and then do another one in Dubai that a few of our teammates have just gone to, and then go to the Games. But because of just kind of timing clashes, Dubai wasn't really looking that feasible for me. So Tom called and was like, we've got this opportunity in Georgia. So that was kind of our backup. And then going to Georgia, the goal was to just have a better performance than I did in Manchester, because I wasn't really pleased with how I did in Manchester, just performance-wise. And so having that performance in Georgia and breaking that record that had been a goal earlier in the year, it was just an extra confidence boost going into the games now.
And obviously, we talk about...
I think for me, I try not to almost think of it as a competition. You need to, because that's kind of where the performance matters. But for me, I tend to freeze up in competition. And I did that in Manchester. It kind of got to my head a bit and I got way too nervous. So we've been quite good to almost be working on that and kind of set up routines pre-performance. And almost what I have to tell myself is, this is just like training. And to try and have that same level, I try and treat training as if it was a competition. I try and treat every lift as if this is what I'm doing on the platform.
So how do you do that?
I think there's definitely an element of experience. I think I definitely, you know, handle competitions a little bit better than I did, you know, when I started 4 or 5 years ago. But at the same time, I don't think I would have been able to do that had I not had the team that I do, and had kind of Tom not sat me down and our psychologist sat me down and was like, what can we do to improve your performance from Manchester going into Georgia? What do you think went wrong, and how can we fix it?
And the same, I guess, from Georgia to kind of student athlete, and also what do you think to the facilities and the environment as a whole?
I think coming to Loughborough, it's been amazing. I mean, having to travel in kind of every week, and which was tiring, and now just being like, it's I'm at training kind of. It's only a 15 minute walk from where I was. So that's been great. And then trying to balance that life, it has been difficult, just because when I started, I was a high school student, so it was a little bit easier because it was kind of deadlines weren't as kind of rigid, and whereas university is obviously a lot more difficult, I should say. So for me, I've definitely had to work on my kind of scheduling and my communications with the team staff, with Tom, and with my lecturers, just to say what's going on, what's coming up, and that. And the facilities, I think, have been great. I was in the Claudia Parsons last year, and it was kind of really accommodating that they've got these accessible flats that I can use, so I'm not having to bring loads of steps in and stuff like that to use in the kitchen or in my room. It's all kind of tailored to you.
Other youngsters as well across the world.
I think so. I mean, I know from experience. I've looked up to previous athletes, and I still look up to athletes. And those athletes, are my teammates, especially Ali being kind of the veteran. You look up to him because he was. You want to aspire to be those. So I think it's kind of important. I think you're almost thinking about it, like this. People are going to be watching this, and I could be someone's role model. So you want to put in a great performance just to kind of show them this is what you could achieve.
That's cool. Good for the Paralympic Games.
Yeah. So for me, what really kind of stuck out was that if I focus on the competition too much, a lot of kind of the technical aspects of lifting kind of slip away. And so me and Tom, the coach, and our psychologist Hugh kind of all sat together, and it was a case of, okay, what can you do before your lifts, just to make sure that that those technical aspects don't slip away again. And we've kind of set up, I have a specific competition playlist that I have to play in training and in competition, so that I'm so that I can block out any kind of noise, because for me, I can't hear I can't hear good lift or no lift from the other competitors, and then a lot of self-talk is what we've been kind of saying, and that's where kind of you kind of just repeat, this is just like training, and you've done this before, just do it again, and to have that working as well, we've almost been saying that your lifts in training need to be almost at that comp standard, so that you can kind of replicate those, and it's not because. So then it's not, that those aspects get away from you again.
Cool. And with all that in mind, how ready do you feel you are to take it?
I think I'm ready. I mean, it's one of those. It's like I think having Georgia as a confidence boost. It's like I've just got to replicate what was in Georgia again. So I think I'm prepared for it.
Cool. Excellent. Would you always? It's quite hard to kind of.
Yeah, I think when I was younger and I was just getting started, I mean, I wasn't lifting these weights that I am. So it was always one of those where it's like, they're lifting a lot more than me. So I'm not, you know, I'm just here to lift what I can and have the best performance. But I think now that I'm kind of delving into those top positions, it is a bit kind of nerve wracking because you're almost chasing someone, or you've got someone chasing you in competition. But I try not to focus on it too much, because that's definitely kind of an area that happened in Manchester. I think I got too excited about one thing, because Tom, I think the night before my competition, mentioned that we could go for the world record. And when he mentioned it in the warm-up room, there was just something in my brain that just was like, yeah, we can go for this. And everything else just went out the window.
Yeah.
So in Georgia, he was like, I'm not going to mention it. I was like, yeah, please don't.
It's funny, because we did a piece with Holly Bradshaw at Pole Vault, and she was saying that she...